Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Turkish defense officials say their ground troops are continuing their advance against Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. It's the second day of Turkey's invasion of northeastern Syria after President Trump announced the withdrawal of U.S. troops from the region. Seven Eyes of DK is a Syrian Kurd forced from her home on the Turkey-Syrian border because of the fighting. She said it was terrifying.
Imagine a whole city that is trying in one moment to go out of the city and just have one road to go out. So it takes a long, long time just to go because there was cars, people with no cars, people with things trying to go. And then every time it bombs, they terrify and they start to run all over.
FDK says she doesn't blame President Trump, but it's unacceptable for someone tweeting thousands of kilometers away to make decisions about her people. President Trump continues to defend his decision to pull U.S. troops out of northern Syria. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports.
President Trump lashed out at critics for talking tough but not understanding the impacts these conflicts have on U.S. families. He said the most difficult job is signing letters to the parents of killed soldiers. And he shared an emotional story of families breaking down, watching the return of their loved ones in coffins.
The worst mistake that the United States has ever made, in my opinion, was going into the Middle East.
President Trump said it was time for the United States to get out of the endless wars. And he warned Turkey he could wipe out its economy if the escalation got out of control. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
Attorneys for the whistleblower who filed the complaint about President Trump's phone call with his Ukrainian counterpart are pushing back against allegations of political bias. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more.
The whistleblower's lawyers say their client has never worked for or advised a political candidate, campaign, or party. They say the anonymous official has spent their entire government career in apolitical civil servant positions, and they add that the individual has come into contact with presidential candidates from both parties, but in their roles as elected officials, not as candidates. They closed their statement by saying the substantive allegations in the complaint have been confirmed by other sources, so the whistleblower's identity is irrelevant. The pushback comes as the president and his political allies have tried to portray the whistleblower as a political hack with ties to one of the Democratic candidates. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Top negotiators for the U.S. and China are to meet in Washington today in an effort to end their 15-month trade war. This will be the first high-level meeting since July. Under President Trump, the U.S. has imposed tariffs on more than $360 billion worth of Chinese goods, with another $160 billion scheduled to begin on Tuesday. China has responded by levying tariffs on $120 billion of U.S. goods. This is NPR News from Washington. Japan is bracing for a major typhoon this weekend. Officials already have canceled two Rugby World Cup matches. The storm is now about 620 miles off Tokyo's southern coast, with winds as strong as 168 miles per hour. That's equal to a Category 5 hurricane. It's expected to hit Tokyo by Saturday night. Forecasters say torrential rains beginning tomorrow could cause storm surges and flooding. Hundreds of thousands of California utility customers are without power as Pacific Gas and Electric shuts down parts of its grid because of a major fire risk. From member station KQED, Lily Jamali reports.
The first phase of PG&E's power shutoffs affected California wine country and regions further inland, where the utility's equipment sparked the worst wildfire in state history last year. The shutoffs come as dry, windy conditions fuel fire concerns. A changing forecast has prompted PG&E to hold off on powering down in more places, including Oakland and San Jose. James Williams is county counsel for Santa Clara County.
We need to be fully ready to deal with that. That's why we have our Emergency Operations Center staff 24/7.
Public officials are telling residents to brace for the possibility that their power could stay off for as many as 5 to 7 days. For NPR News, I'm Lily Jamali in San Francisco.
Opening arguments begin today in San Francisco in the antitrust trial of Sutter Health, one of the largest hospital systems in California. It operates 24 hospitals with 5,500 doctors. It's accused of using its size to eliminate competition and overcharge patients. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.